Greetings in Jesus' precious name. Good to see each and every one here tonight again. I'm going to say it's been a blessing for me to be here taking these meetings. And like one brother mentioned tonight during these questions and answer time, the Lord put wisdom, the Lord put words in your mouth. That's what I feel I need. Some of these things, they're very real, very practical, and we do want to... by the grace of God, answer what he would want for us to do. So here is one that I know has been talked about. I think most of these things have been touched on or thoroughly discussed mentioned. It says, why should ministry be involved before courtship starts? That sink in just a little bit. Why should ministry be involved before courtship starts? There is one thought we discussed. If you expect the elders to marry you, you want to communicate with them. So there's not surprises there. Try to avoid those. And I think even much beyond that, just seeking the blessing of God, having an open and a transparent life. Why not? How much of God's blessings do we want? I think it's just a protection there. It's just, I thought of the verse there in Hebrews 13, obey them, have the rule over you, and submit yourselves. For the watch for your souls. How much of God's protection and blessing do we want? I think that is a very, very important one. And maybe someone has more questions later on that we'll be able to give more clarity on that. But I feel that that is of utmost importance. Very, very important. And here's another one. In practical application for today, how does God bring the woman to the man? I trust our highest goal is to hear from the Lord. Fasting, praying, seeking God. And I believe Paul has done very well in bringing out the details of that and being under authority. It's some of these things kind of run together. Being under authority, talk with your father, your mother, your parents. Asking advice from the leadership, just opening up your heart, letting God come and speak to you. Maybe it's in a personal way, but being open and seeking God, not having some biased opinion, but just being open to hear from the Lord. It'd be interesting to open some of these up here. Afraid time-wise, maybe we wouldn't get to the message. And maybe we'll have to have more discussion on that later. But that was, we had talked about that. And another one here. Please give some practical guidelines on how to keep the considering time under the hat away from other siblings, etc. And that considering time, from what I understand, where the question would be coming from, is, say, a young man asks for a young lady. And how many homes do you think with such a weighty matter would not show anything at all? I would say there'd be very, very few that something would not be revealed. Why is it that mom and dad are meeting with this person they're having more meetings than they used to have, what is going on anyway? This is my suggestion. There may be better ones. Being that it is very difficult not to have show anything that is going on, I just encourage us as fathers, us as parents, to use discretion, with our children when those things come. Doesn't say you have to immediately, But maybe with a little time, seek the Lord on what would be best. And I think it depends largely upon the children's age and upon their maturity. How much can they keep? Or is it going to put undue pressure, you know, on a young child? You to give a 5 or a 7-year-old something like that? Oh, they can't keep that in. I mean, this thing's got to come out somewhere. But you share that with an older child, someone that's mature, that they can pray with you. They can engage in seeking God in this matter. I guess that's where I feel is a makes a big difference in that. So may the Lord bless you, guide you. There's many other questions coming, so I'll just take my seat and let the others continue on. Brother Dan, I think you're next.